Welcome back to our ongoing Black History Month series on Black people in the arts. Today, we're learning about Gordon Parks, a photographer, composer, film director, author, and poet known for his documentary photojournalism on civil rights and poverty. Gordon Parks was born on November 30, 1912, in Fort Scott, Kansas, to farmer parents and the youngest of 15 children. His family experienced significant racism. When he was young, a group of white boys attacked him, and he nearly drowned. After his mother died when he was 14, he moved to St. Paul, Minnesota, to be with his sister's family, which didn't work out. Facing homelessness, he worked as many jobs as he could until he got a gig at an elite gentleman's club, where he had time to read books and observe the clientele. When it closed during the Great Depression, he traveled to Chicago looking for a new gig. These photos inspired him to buy his own camera and teach himself how to do the same. He focused on capturing moments of Black life and Black people that might feel insignificant or overlooked, but felt especially magical to him. The clerk who developed Parks's first roll of film admired his work and connected him to a friend who worked in fashion. He worked in the industry, moving from gig to gig, gaining recognition, artsy. In 1940, he opened his own portrait studio and focused on taking photos of Black women. These photos and other documentation work of Black life won him the Julius Rosenwald Fellowship, giving him exposure and access to join the Farm Security Administration, FSA. At the FSA, Parks created the poignant American Gothic Washington, D.C., featuring Ella Watson against an American flag, capturing the irony of American prosperity shadowed by systemic racism. His tenure with the FSA produced significant images but was met with caution from his boss, who feared the potential political repercussions. Yet the power of Parks's images, especially his series on Watson's life, made a substantial impact. When the FSA dissolved, Parks worked with the Office of War Information, capturing images like those of the Tuskegee Airmen, but left when he couldn't accompany them overseas. He progressed to commercial and fashion photography, shooting for Vogue despite the prevalent racial prejudices. That work brought him to Life magazine, where, over the next 20 years, he'd produce notable photo essays, including The Restraints Open and Hidden, capturing the effect of segregation on three Alabamian families, highlighting the mundanities of their lives amidst Jim Crow laws. He revisited his childhood town for Life, portraying the entrenched segregation not yet published by the magazine. Parks also ventured into film. He directed The Learning Tree and Shaft, the latter spurring the popular blaxploitation genre, where the gritty realism and flamboyant coolness of Black characters gained traction. His directorial prowess extended to documentaries, TV films, and even a ballet tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Beyond filmmaking, Parks was an accomplished musician and composer. He played piano in brothels, composed music for radio, and wrote a ballet, exploring his artistry across mediums. He wrote two photography books, Flash Photography and Camera Portraits, and numerous photographic instructional texts, poetry, novels, and autobiographies, binding his insights across multiple forms of storytelling. Parks also painted, melding his photographic eye with abstract oil painting. In 1970, he helped found the groundbreaking Black magazine Essence, even starting as its founding editorial director, NY Times. Many of the stories we know about Black life during the civil rights era is because of Parks's keen eye and talent. With a legacy that sprawls across photography, film, music, literature, and civil rights activism, he is truly a Renaissance man of modern American culture. The Anti-Racism Daily is made possible by contributions from our community. Join in by making a one-time or monthly donation. You can find us on Venmo at Anti-Racism Daily, or you can give on our website, www.the-ard.com. This podcast uses computer-generated audio. Inconsistencies may occur. Explore this topic and all the reference material in today's episode by visiting our website and reading the issue on our site, www.the-ard.com. Thank you for being here, and have a great day.